This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're going to be talking to Doug Wyatt. Doug is the director of the Sovereign Health Initiative. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's dedicated to educating people on natural and effective solutions for addressing the root causes of autoimmune and chronic conditions. And specifically, we're going to be talking about colostrum, which I think is one of nature's real superfoods and something that is often ignored as a potential boon to our health. So welcome, Doug. It's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hoffman. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And we've got some interesting things to discuss. I like to begin our discussion with this and letting your audience know that I've been involved with colostrum for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm considered the modern father of colostrum for reintroducing bovine, which is cow's colostrum, back into human consumption. Mm-hmm. Now I say back into because colostrum has been used as an Ayurvedic medicine in India for over 4,000 years. It's attributed to the fact that that's why the cow is a deity in India, actually, because colostrum is so very powerful. Colostrum has an ability, and I'd like to start with a description of it of an infant. And I'd like to back up and just say one thing. I got involved with colostrum not because I went out looking for something to do to make money. It was a process that my wife had her thymus irradiated when she was an infant. Doctors in this country, medical doctors, did this to approximately 500,000 Americans and basically killed them all. This was the beginning of nuclear medicine in the 50s and 60s, and they thought that by shrinking the thymus when it was busy producing T cells, having no understanding whatsoever of what they were doing, was helping the infant because it reduced some of the swelling, i.e. some of the throat pain. What it did is it destroyed the ability to produce T cells.
People will recall that there was this zeal to shrink the thymus. The thymus is actually a very large organ that occupies a large part of the chest cavity in a child. And it was thought, oh my goodness, the thymus is too big. We have to shrink the thymus. This was in our zeal to utilize nuclear medicine, x-rays, this new miracle treatment. And there were many abuses in the 1950s, and that was among them.
Yeah, it was, and a lot of the doctors died of radiation poisoning because they didn't know what they're doing. The key to this was that Kay spent her whole life on antibiotics, repeatedly, over and over again, and the antibiotics were killing her. Obviously, it's not a selective poison when you take Cipramax or a powerful antibiotic. So at the end of all of this process, I knew I was losing my wife. I was introduced to colostrum because I had a very dear friend that had studied medicine in Europe. And he was taught preventative medicine before there were any MDs or any of the doctors were being taught prevention in this country. And at the end of a very short conversation, he asked me if I tried colostrum. And I grew up on a ranch, and I knew that the colts and the calves would die if they didn't get colostrum. So we want to describe what colostrum means
that,
to an infant.
Excuse me, prior to this, colostrum was really exclusively made for the primarily the dairy industry, right? There's just literally millions and millions of dollars.
That's not true. That's not true around the world. See, I come from a Scandinavian background, and my grandparents took colostrum and made a pudding out of it.
Uh-huh.
and you would take the colostrum and put it in a very hot earthenware bowl, put it in the oven for a few minutes, bring it out, spread honey on the top of it, cover it, and you could set that in the pantry for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. And the inside of that pudding would be raw, so all of the living components were still there. And this is exactly what they do in India, but they don't use an oven. They put big globulates of colostrum in boiling water, fish them out very quickly, roll in honey and sesame seeds, and you've got a way to preserve the colostrum without refrigeration. And they've been doing this for 4,000 years, okay, that we know of. Mm-hmm. So colostrum was the antibiotic of choice wherever people would get their hands on it, even through the country doctors here in the United States. But it's very difficult to get and preserve unless you came from the cultures of where this was taught. Mm-hmm. We forgot all about this when penicillin and antibiotics were discovered. We just simply forgot about it until Jonas Salk wrote up, polio came along in the 50s, and he was using bovine colostrum to successfully treat human polio victims. And this gave him the concept of developing the vaccine. He got the vaccine concept from the use of colostrum. Now, what I want to describe is why the heck are we talking about adults using colostrum, and what can it do for your audience? Mm-hmm. First of all, I want you to understand that every mammal is born with leaky gut. On purpose. It's not a mistake. It's not an evolutionary mistake at all. It happens because when you suckle your mother's breast, whether you're a mice, a dog, cat, or a human, the colostrum needs to flow into the bloodstream unchanged.
Mm-hmm. And for our listening audience, can you define leaky gut syndrome? I think many of our listeners have already heard about this condition.
Oh, yeah.
But in an adult, it's not a normal condition. It's a pathological condition.
Right. Now, what's happening, if you aren't breastfed and you don't get the colostrum, after it imparts immunity to the body and creates the immune function in the body, colostrum is like software for the body, then colostrum's growth factors, including skin growth hormones that are in colostrum, on purpose, close and heal that gut and mature it so that when milk starts coming in 72 hours after birth, it won't flow into the bloodstream. Because if your own mother's milk flows into your bloodstream, it creates autoimmune and allergy conditions right then as an infant.
So it acts as a gut sealer. In effect, it acts as something to complete the sealing or completion of the tight junctions in the gastrointestinal tract.
That's correct. And colostrum is the only substance that has been proven to reduce zonulin, which is the protein that is the regulatory protein for tight junctions in the gut.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, just as a segue, zonulin is sometimes used as a marker for gluten intolerance or celiac disease. You know, there's a lot of zonulin is released when that happens. So it's a very important substance that tells us a little bit about the condition of the gut and whether it's optimal or less than optimal.
Yes, and zonulin, high levels of zonulin are usually found with high levels of leptin. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at obesity in humans, we're looking at a double prong here. And so colostrum can and has a very definite role in helping us reduce the fat content in obesity. Mm-hmm. And to help prevent diabetes type 2 especially, and it's very important in a pre-diabetic role. We also, there was a brand new study just published this week that showed that adenovirus is directly associated with obesity. In almost every case, they found that the virus was present in those that were obese.
They call this infect obesity.
Yes, and we find that colostrum provides the best answer for treating and preventing viral infections that are in the market.
Wow.
I haven't had a cold or flu in 25 years. I want to attest that to your audience today. Hmm. I have not had a cold or flu in 25 years.
Well, share your regimen. What do you take in terms of your daily regimen of colostrum? What does it take to obtain that level of immunity?
That's a really great question. And before I answer that, I also want to tell you that I'm probably one of the only humans that has been tested by Rocky Mountain Labs that does my blood testing with my doctor, that repeatedly every year I go in for my physical workup, and I have a complete panel of allergies, airborne and food, and I test positive for none. I have no allergies whatsoever. Mm-hmm. A doctor, and the first time I went through that, the lab thought this was just absolutely freaky. Blood samples and retest, because out of 375,000 people that test, they'd never had anybody do this. So the reason I'm saying this is that everybody, we find that about everybody has leaky gut syndrome in some form or another, and we'll talk about this in a little bit. But to answer your question, I take a tablespoon of colostrum, a heaping tablespoon. I do that in the morning. Mm-hmm. The first thing, that's what I do when I wake up, and I also do that before, about an hour before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I have an 18% body fat level. I weigh 165 pounds, and I'm 5 feet 11. I'm trim. I'm 70 and a half years old. I have a very athletic body. I don't work out to excess, but it's colostrum has helped me so that I have no cravings for sugar. Hmm. I have no cravings for food. I don't get hungry, okay? My zonulin levels and my leptin levels are very, very low and are maintained. And we find that one of the things, and I would just suggest that if your audience really wants to see what our public, our use people that are using colostrum say about colostrum LD, go to Amazon and type in colostrum and then the initials LD. That's colostrum. LD. LD stands for liposomal delivery. Now, that liposomal delivery is really critical to make colostrum effective. So we need to talk a little bit about that. But if you go to Amazon and type in colostrum LD, you're going to find almost 1,000 reviews that are honest reviews from people that have used the colostrum and reported their findings. And they're amazing stories.
Well, the LD part, the liposomal delivery, I've seen it utilized with products like curcumin, for example, and many other products that are not very bioavailable to make them better absorbed, to make them actually get to the target organs in the body. So how does that work for colostrum?
Well, colostrum has a natural liposomal delivery on raw, fresh colostrum. So let's describe how this happens. The mammary cell, the outside surface of that cell, we call it the cell membrane. The cell membrane of every cell in our body has a composite of phosphatidylserine and choline, bipolar lipids that are incorporated in that cell membrane. Now, when colostrum is extruded from the mammary cell under pressure, it's surrounded by the cell membrane, and it's floating in water. And that's what's in the breast, and that's what we call colostrum. So when you drink raw, fresh colostrum liquid from your mother's breast or raw, fresh colostrum from a cow that's never been processed, it has this natural delivery system. In other words, nature developed this. This wasn't developed by scientists. This was developed over 100 million years of time and evolution in the mammillary chain, in the chain of development of mammals. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do and what's important, is number one, Sovereign Laboratories was the first company in the world to put a liposomal delivery program on a supplement, and it was colostrum. And the reason we had to do this is because when you dry colostrum, that mechanical activity of taking out the water to give it a shelf life so that we can store it and ship it without refrigeration and give it a multiple years of shelf life is vital. And so what we found when we put this under electron microscope is that we fractured that liposomal delivery that was there naturally. Mm. And it's like popping a balloon. It just boom, okay? Yeah. And so we figured out a way to go back in, working with some very, very knowledgeable French delivery scientists that we brought over from the Sorbonne, and we figured out a way to reapply the liposome lipids to the powdered colostrum.
Repackaging it, in a way.
And what happens is when we mix water with the colostrum powder, we have actually reactivated and completed that liposomal creation on the colostrum. Mm-hmm. So that it's the same as the raw liquid colostrum coming out of the cow's udder.
So I have a question for you, because I personally take colostrum, and maybe I'm missing the boat because I only take one dose of a heaping tablespoon in the morning. But can it be combined with other things? Does it have to be taken away from food?
You know,
sometimes I feel like putting it in with some other things.
It's best if you use colostrum by itself. Now,
okay.
I don't have any problem with mixing a couple of strawberries or a handful of blueberries and some stevia with it,
yes.
a couple of ice cubes and blend it, but you don't want to put any proteins in it.
Okay.
You got to understand how the stomach treats proteins, okay? If you do a whey protein drink or it doesn't matter, a protein drink.
So in other words, you can't put it in with a protein shake. That's not a good idea.
It's going to close, and it's going to bathe that for 2 hours in hydrochloric stomach acids.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that with the colostrum. We don't want to digest the colostrum.
I see. Okay. But a little bit of fruit, maybe a few berries, something like that, that would be permissible.
Or a little coca powder, but I prefer stevia because stevia has some immune and health benefits rather than sugar.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this message with you. Here it goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Douglas Wyatt, Director of Sovereign Health Initiative. Well, so one question that I'd like to pose is, you know, currently we're addressing leaky gut syndrome all the time in our practice. Yeah. We work with patients who have autoimmune disease, allergies, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. HIV even has been shown to be associated with leaky gut syndrome. So why are we missing the boat when we don't use colostrum? What's the problem with our current approach?
Well, let's just go through the current treatment for modalities. Number one, glutathione. What is it? It's an antioxidant. Mm-hmm. The only function of an antioxidant is to prevent oxidative damage.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Nothing else. Number two, if you use probiotics and your gut is and your microbiome's turned upside down and you're running 80% pathogens, there's no room for any beneficial bacteria. They just go through you and right into the toilet. The colostrum's immunoglobulins destroy pathogens. The lactoferrin destroys pathogens. Lactoperoxidase and all of the other immune factors eliminate a great majority of the pathogenic load in the gut, leaving room for beneficial bacteria to then colonize. In other words, what I'm saying is you cannot colonize beneficial bacteria without colostrum. You can't do it. Okay? Number two. The next factor that you've got to understand is that the only thing that will initiate the creation and the closing of damage to the skin, and I don't care whether it's on your face, your back, your legs, or inside your gut, that's the skin surface, the only thing that will initiate the growth and repair of damaged cells is epithelial and endothelial growth hormone. And you only find those growth hormones in colostrum.
Okay, so that's there's a multiplicity of things in there. It's kind of a chicken soup for the gut, in a sense, that it has multiple healing components, the lactoferrin, the growth factors and repair factors, and immunoglobulins as well. So it's a mixture of ingredients. Yep.
Now, I want to stress this further. We did a study with the Department of Defense that was published in 2015. And that study, we took wounded soldiers coming back that had had battle damage from IEDs that was so extensive that no other treatment was being effective. And so we could take wounds with infection all the way down to the bone and apply colostrum powder to it, and it eliminates infection, eliminates the swelling and the pain, and it accelerates the healing of the tissue so fast you can watch the cells divide.
Even applied externally, that's quite novel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After plastic surgery or laser work on the face, colostrum is the perfect treatment because it eliminates the swelling and the pain and accelerates the healing.
And lactoferrin, of course, is a wonderful natural antibiotic to which the germs can't develop resistance.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that I like to mention when we're getting into colostrum is the extensive leaky gut issue. And I would like to talk a little bit about what a majority of our physicians, we have thousands of physicians around the country that utilize colostrum in practice and recommend it basically to every patient that comes in the door as a nutritional necessity. Not just for the patient, but for the family. Because what we've found is if you do a blood test, simple blood test for food allergies, you run an A1C resting glucose test for insulin sensitivity, and if you test for C-reactive protein, and if you test for IL-6, that's interleukin-6, when you test for those and take colostrum, all of those markers will come down if people are taking colostrum on a regular basis. Now, what is this basically telling us? What we find is that when we reduce inflammation in the body, we're eliminating pain. When we're reducing IL-6 is the inflammatory marker that is showing that we're moving towards blood-brain barrier permeability.
It's also associated with fatigue, depression, fibromyalgia, pain. Many of these disease-related states, inflammation, IL-6 is the bad guy.
Yeah. And we've been finding that depression has been linked to inflammation.
Yeah.
And so when we're bringing inflammation down in the body, and you can show it through the blood test to your patients, that depression can be effectively dealt with natural sources and not moving to powerful drugs that have terrible side effects.
Okay. Hey, Doug, I'd like to pause because we divide our podcasts into two parts. Fascinating discussion about the benefits of colostrum. Doug Wyatt is director of the Sovereign Health Initiative and also the creator of Colostrum LD for several decades now. When we return, we're going to talk more about the benefits of this natural substance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.